Welcome to the podcast from the Diocese of Jefferson City. My name is Jacob Leakey. I'm the Director of Communications for the Diocese. In this episode, we are continuing our discussion about the four pillars of stewardship with Father Stephen Jones. These episodes are meant to help our community prepare for the Catholic stewardship renewal happening this October. We will talk more about that later in this episode. Today, we are focusing on prayer and how that applies to Catholic stewardship. Now, the word prayer can mean a lot of different things, but Father Jones boiled it down in an interesting way that can help us understand what's actually happening when we pray.
Prayer is really about relationship. You know, stewardship is all about relationship, the relationship that we have with the Lord. And prayer is really the way that we build that relationship. You know, when I was over at Helias, I would always tell the students, you know, use your time of prayer to build a relationship with God. I mean, God wants to know you. God wants you to know him. Well, you know, when you're sitting around the lunch table with your friends, how do you get to know them? How do you get to know another person? How do you get to know the significant other in your life? Well, through conversation. You get to know about them. You get to learn about them. You get to share yourself with them. And so really when it boils down to it, prayer is our way of building our relationship with God through conversation. And that can happen very formally, and it does. I mean, the Holy Mass, the source and summit of the Christian life, that way that we Catholics get together every weekend and pray together is very formal. And that's a good thing because it's our communal way as a body of communicating with God, of engaging in that relationship with him.
Our participation in Mass is an essential part of who we are as Catholics, and it's a big part of why prayer is considered a pillar of stewardship. But how we pray in our daily lives is also an important part of building this relationship with God. These prayers are often very personal and very private. They help us open our hearts. As we strive to deepen this relationship with God, Father Jones reminds us that we are actually given a template for how to do this.
So, you know, Jesus, though, gives us in the Our Father, you know, the template for what it means, right? Recognizing who God is, recognizing the intimate nature that God has and desires for a relationship with us, asking that God's will be done, right, over and above our will, both in heaven and on earth, asking God to nourish us and provide our needs, asking God to keep us from temptation, and at the end of the day, the end of our lives, to deliver us from the evil one, right? And so oftentimes we say that Our Father just kind of rotely, because we've said it 17,482 times in the last year, right? And so we just say it and it just comes out of our mouth, but if we just really think about what we're asking God there and model all the rest of our prayer, our personal prayer, our extemporaneous prayer on that template, then you can't go wrong, right? But I would say, you know, there's no wrong way to pray. I remember hearing a story once about a little kid who was being faced with some terrible, terrible, terrible situation. And his grandmother or grandfather found him in the corner, kneeling on his, you know, on his knees with his hands clasped, saying, reciting the ABCs, because that's all he knew. That's all he could do. Was that an effective prayer? Heck yeah, that was an effective prayer, right? So there's really no right or wrong. As long as we recognize who we are, what we're called to be, what God desires of us, and have any prayer we have reflect that.
Father Jones also described how prayer helps orient our lives toward Christ and how this connects with the spirituality of stewardship.
I mean, really, remember, stewardship is really all about discipleship. And discipleship is placing yourself under a master. And if God is our master, the Lord is our master, the incarnate word, Jesus Christ, is our master, and we're called to be his disciples, then we have to strive to follow him, you know, and to be a disciple who follows a master means trying to emulate the master. And Jesus was encapsulated in his very self, prayer, because he, you know, for lots of reasons that we could dig into. But so, you know, we as little Christs, you know, that's what C.S. Lewis called the word Christian, is to be a little Christ, you know, just like a little girl seeks to emulate her mom or dad, you know. So we're called to emulate Christ. And that's what it means to be a Christian. And so prayer has to be linked to discipleship. And discipleship is the main sort of function of a steward, you know, recognizing and receiving God's gifts and then sharing those gifts in love with God and neighbor. And so prayer has to be, you know, foundationally part of that.
A common struggle we can have when praying is how it's easy to hear our own voice as we seek this relationship with God, but sometimes it can be hard to sense God's response.
Yeah, that's the great age-old question. And theologians and holy folk, holy women and men throughout the ages have asked that same question and probably given a lot better answers than I ever could. And all of their answers fall short. Because at the end of the day, you really can't know. But fidelity is what we're called to. And we know, we do know that God is always present because God is omnipresent. God knows every need we have before we ask. God knows us more than we could ever begin to know ourselves. And so, you know, as long as the heart is oriented toward Him, we know that He hears us.
That concept of orienting hearts toward God is important as we prepare ourselves for the Catholic Stewardship Renewal happening in October. Father Jones described what to expect as we all enter this process.
The third weekend in October will be our Catholic Stewardship Renewal. You know, the CSA, the Catholic Stewardship Appeal, which usually happens in October, has gone away. That's no longer in existence. And now we're moving to that parish-based, local renewal process where each parish will hold a renewal in concert and with the help of the diocese in order to ask their people to commit to the why of their parish, to commit to the ministries of their parish, to commit to their Catholic faith, to reaffirm their commitment to all those things by participating in this renewal, where they'll be asked to pledge a portion of their material goods to support the ministry of the church, where they'll be asked to commit to being involved in the life of their parish by assisting, by volunteering, by helping, and by committing to attend Mass. So that local renewal will happen every year in all of our parishes at the same time from this point forward. And so it's a great way for us as a diocese to really look forward to it and to celebrate it and to, you know, as we've said, recommit to living out their faith in an active way.
As we look ahead to October, Father Jones said prayer will play an important role as we all personally reflect on how we can recommit ourselves to our faith and our parishes in the coming year.
Now is the time for them to begin looking at their lives. You know, we'll do that very decisively and intentionally during Lent, you know, when we're called to examine our lives, our sins, our failures, our good things, how we live. Well, now's the time as well, as we're preparing for the CSR in October, to ask ourselves, how am I living as an active steward? You know, if the three-legged stool of stewardship is prayer, participation, and sacrificial giving, we start by asking ourselves that first question: how am I praying? Am I coming to Mass on the weekends? Am I active participating in the worship of my parish on a regular basis, weekly and on holy days of obligation? Okay, if the answer is no, which I know for a lot of us is, okay, how can I do better? You know, how can I commit myself to making improvement in this area? And take that to the Lord in prayer and say, Lord, help me, you know, help me see the priority of this. Help me understand why it's so important. And give me the strength to make tough decisions sometimes, which will lead me to make the right decision to help grow in love with you, right? So there's the first part of it, right? So prayer, participation. How am I living in my parish? Am I helping out at all? Do I have any kind of relational ministry with others in my parish that helps build up the community? Yes or no? Okay, how can I do better? And then, of course, sacrificially giving. How am I supporting the ministry of the parish? How am I supporting the why of the parish financially to help it go around and help it meet the needs of the world, right? So, you know, that is something that we can be taking to the Lord in prayer right now, prayer and self-examination. And if every family would do that, I mean, I know we do it every year. Our family sits down and goes, okay, and we're kind of in a different situation, obviously, but we have to ask ourselves, you know, how are we doing on that? Well, we're going to Mass every weekend. We check that box, right? How engaged are we in Mass? You know, how engaged are we in the parishes that we're involved with in the life of the ministry of the school? Well, sometimes not as much as we should, so maybe we need to reevaluate, you know? And I think if every Catholic family will just take that process seriously, we will see an enlivening of our parishes, which will really, really, really help the ministry of the greater church in our area.
Now, there are many resources today that Catholics can use to help grow in their relationship with God through prayer. But Father Jones mentioned one app he finds especially helpful.
there's an app called, and I don't work for the app, I get no kickbacks on the app, but Laudate, L-A-U-D-A-T-E, is just a simple Catholic app, and it's got everything Catholic you need on it. All of the traditional prayers, probably more than you ever thought existed. The litanies, the novenas, all sorts of things that you can, you know, make part of your daily routine throughout the year, throughout the cycle of the church year, because, you know, the liturgical year provides so many great opportunities for prayer, you know, and special devoted prayer, you know, whether it be Mary in the month of May, whether it be the Sacred Heart, you know, during June, all those sorts of things. Advent, Lent, you know, the Easter season, you know, all the novenas which lead up to the High Holy Days. It's got everything on there. So if you're looking for something more structured, and more formal, which is certainly an important component of our Catholic prayer, which can also lead us into more personal and extemporaneous prayer, I would suggest getting that app on your phone.
Finally, I asked Father Jones to share a favorite prayer with us, maybe one that not everyone knows. He described a prayer that he says after the Eucharist and Mass. It's a personal prayer, not one that the congregation can hear him saying.
One of my favorite prayers, and has been for a long, long time, is a prayer that I say after reception of communion, after distribution of Holy Communion for me and cleaning up the altar when I go back and sit in the chair. And it's one that all Catholics can say, I think, after they receive Holy Communion. And that is the Anima Christi. And I think it's on the back of most of our missalettes. But it's a lovely prayer in which we are asking Christ, after having received him, body and blood, soul and divinity, into our hearts, to strengthen us and to prepare us for the day when we are called home to him, and that his angels and saints will welcome us into his presence. So the Anima Christi, look that up. I'm not going to pray it for you right now because that would give you the answer. Now you can Google it and maybe make it part of your devotional life, but it's one that I really, really love.
I'd like to thank Father Jones for joining us again this month. For our next podcast, we will continue to explore the pillars of stewardship, focusing on the concept of formation. If you'd like more information about stewardship or the Catholic Stewardship Renewal, visit our website at diojeffcity.org/stewardship. Thank you all for joining us. We'll be back again next month.